all the godly religion came to rescue and liberate humanity from terrorism, violence, cruelty, and injustice. All the prophets and godly religion have one aim and one purpose: to raise the flag of peace and tranquility in every corner of the world and change the wild qualities and character of people into pretty godly qualities by planting the love of God in their hearts. But satanic people are misguiding people through their devilish tricks and propaganda. They spread the terrorism and violence through the religion which came to guide people to peace and love. It is in human's nature that he feels affection to peace and hates terrorism and war. All the people of the world love peace and justice, but the satanic people don't want to establish peace and justice. So religious people are waiting for a great savior of humanity. Muslims and Christians believe the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, will come. He will change the entire world into peace and love. But Muslims are waiting for another great personality beside Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, who is called Imam Mahdi. Purpose of both of the personalities is one. According to the Islamic books, both of the personalities will help each other. We ought to pray for the appearance of both of these great personalities.
We all Muslims believe in Jesus, and we are also waiting for Jesus because in our Holy Quran and our Prophet also said, when Jesus will come, whole world will be changed in peace and love.
Jesuit priest, I'm Italian, but I've been working in Rome for 36 years in a university setting.
So it's your first time to come into to the
mosque of Rome? Yes.
To the mosque of Rome.
I was in Cairo and in India.
But we believe when Jesus will come, another personality also will come, that we say him Imam Mahdi. But the both personalities are on the same goal. Jesus help Imam Mahdi. Imam Mahdi will help Jesus, and they will change the whole world.
So do you think that, you know, one day in future we all be very, very close at, you know, that we all follow the path of Abraham?
This is the hope. I think is our hope as Christians. I am sure we share that hope with many people from the Islamic world and probably also from the Jewish tradition. Mm. How far is this day? I wouldn't be able to say.
Yes.
We see many difficulties. We see many obstacles. But I think we all want to believe that the will of God is that we are all brothers and sisters, and we should get together.
As Christians, we believe that Jesus suffered for us. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him.
Share the peace. Let us say it in the words of the three Abrahamic religious traditions. Peace, shalom, salam.
So same way, soul has power to create things, but he need material. And what is the material? All our characters, all our behavior. For example, you are listening here in this night time, you are in lecture, in church, nobody is giving you money. Only for the sake of God, only for the sake of Jesus, only for the sake of Imam Hussein. Love of saints, love of holy people, love of beloved of the gods. So this is your action.
I want to start by invoking the name of God, asking for his peace, and love to be bestowed on each and every one of us today.
One God, one family, one community, one focus, one objective. And that concludes with this concept. One creator and everything else is creation.
It is temporary for 1 hour or 2 hours, but the effect of this action will remain forever on your soul. A person is lying, person who is killing. Killing a person is only in 1 second, 1 minute before and that person died. But this action is only for 1 minute, but the effect of killing is permanent on the soul. This person is killed.
As-salatu was-salamu alayk, alayka ya عليك يا سيدي عليك يا سيدي عليك يا سيد الأولين
This body is only for 80-90 years, but the body which you will receive forever, it depends on your character, it depends on your behavior, it depends on your faith, it depends on how much love of God in your heart, how much love of Jesus, how much love of other prophets, how much love of Imam Hussein is in your heart. So it's very important.
We just don't know each other. We haven't had relationships. We haven't talked, and we haven't talked, one, about our faith together. And I mean, I'm just very interested in having conversations where I would talk with a Muslim about how prayer works for them, or how their faith translates into their daily life, and to share the same about mine. And I think that kind of sharing sort of the inside of our religious experience with one another would bring us much closer. We would find a lot of common ground, and we would be stretched by things that are
mugging, smuggling, looting. These all actions which we are doing, they are preserved, they are saved in our soul. So these are the material, all our action. So what his soul will do, he will throw out all these effects, and then he create another body. If your behavior is nice, you can receive a lovely body.
We pray as Muslims to say to God, thank you. Thank you for the air he gave us, and he gives us and continues to give us. Thank you for our hearts, for our minds, for our parents. Thank you, God, for the food you give us, for the intelligence you give us. We pray to say to God, thank you. Islam teaches us that prayer cleans us from sin.
It's very important, because today, the problem of the people, why there are crimes in that world, why there's a killing, there's a mugging, a smuggling, wars, battle, because 90% people, they haven't self-knowledge. Who am I? Nobody's thinking. Why I came in this world? What is the purpose of my life? What is the aim of my life? What is the goal of my life?
When Muslims pray, they direct themselves toward, who would tell me? Mecca. In Mecca there is a house for the worship of God that was created by Abraham. Muslims direct themselves toward Mecca to remind themselves of who they are in relation to Abraham. Because Abraham is our father who laid down the foundation for the worship of what? Of one God who is the God of us.
Oh, which is my real property? I'm thinking I have £1 million in bank. This is my real property. I have very big bungalows, about $2 million. This is my property. I have nice business. I have land. I have garden. We are thinking this is my property, but actually this is not my real property. It's the lovely saying in Bible you can find, as Jesus said in Holy Quran, God say, what is your real property? Real property is that which will never separate it from you. What is that? After that, money will be separated from you. Your car, doesn't matter if it's a Rolls Royce or Mercedes, it will be separated from you. Your business will be separated from you. Your children will be separated from you. Your wife will be separated from you. Your friends will be separated from you. Which things will remain with you? It's your good actions, your good deeds, your good character, your good behavior.
So now we're gonna pray. This is Mecca. Give up this world for a few minutes. Focus on God, on your relationship with God, your creator who sustains you, who gives you all of those things. And you say, Allahu
Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Now in this position we say, glory be to God the greatest.
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 You know why I am bowing down, and all of us are doing that? To tell us, God, we bow to no one but to your glory. And I'm here to be humble, to teach myself a humility before your glory, God. Then I stand up. Now we kneel. We put our foreheads on the floor to show God that we are willing to do everything to please Him and to bring about peace and justice to this world.
In this position we say, glory be to God, the highest in the highest.
Glory be to God, the highest and the highest.
Glory be to God, the highest and the highest. We sit back.
New Testament said in 13 and verse 3 that He came forth from God and He is going to God. That He came from God and He was going to God. The same verse in Quran, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We came from God and we will go towards God.
And thereby our humanity is underscored, and we understand that we are bound together by our limitations and hence need one another.
If someone give you one eye, then you will be able to look someone. Allah, it's a very great thing. If one, my friend, is able to give me one eye, I will be his friend. It is very great sacrifice. If someone is giving me one eye, I love him forever. But why we are forgetting God? He gave us two eyes, He gave us tongue, He gave us ears, He gave us hand, He gave us feet, He gave us breath, He gave us mother, He gave us mother, father, countless blessings. We can't count the blessing of God. Why not you? We are loving? Because we are not thinking.
Although it is for the Christians that says God is great. Am I right?
Yes.
So when you hear our brothers and sisters in the Muslim saying Allahu Akbar, we mean God is great. Okay?
Yes.
So you should not be worried and say, no, has this man changed the church? No, we are just saying God is great. Can we say that now?
God is great.
Good. Can we say Allahu Akbar?
Allahu Akbar.
In English?
God is great.
Thank you. Now, you see, we are one. It's only that you may hear me saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and you say, oh, that our life is just a drop. A drop of water.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim.
Could you tell me, Father, I see you now at the masjid of the Rome. Tell us something about, first, tell me, what made you to come here on the Friday? What is it about? Yes.
In my university, there is a foundation which is called Fondazione La Gregoriana, which has, together with another institution, organized a course for around 18, 20 diplomats for the Islamic world of the Mediterranean and the Middle East, with the purpose of presenting to them the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church in its, especially in its outward looking aspect, we might say the foreign policy, if we could apply analogically this word. So among the various projects, which is mostly presentations in the morning, we have visits, and one of the visits was to come together here on a Friday so that they could see also the reality of the mosque in Rome.
God, our Creator, we thank you this evening for your goodness and for your love and for your care. We thank you for the teachings that we have had here. We thank you for bringing our teacher Kazmi, and we should love you and love one another, even love our enemies, because that is the acid test of a real child of God. And when we do that, we shall be fulfilling the calling.
What was the most significant that you saw in those masjids that you went?
But leaving aside the building and the art, which as Italian we are always very sensitive to that, I think the devotion of people, the fact that you see people in an attitude of prayer, and for us believers, this is always something that strikes as a brotherhood. We do pray, so to see that other people listen and try to be in touch with God is something which is striking in today's world, in which we see lots of non-believing and a lot of indifference to these values.
Bedford will speak about the suffering of Jesus, and then Maulana Kazmi will speak to us about the sufferings of Hussein, of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad.
Of the sufferings of Jesus. And I'll illustrate each one then with an account from the life of Jesus in the Gospels. The first thing is this: Jesus is rejected by humanity. He was despised and rejected by men, we read, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he carried our sorrows. There's nothing to attract the ordinary person to a suffering man. The people who were Jesus' followers almost all left him and hid themselves away as he suffered. And even the people who did stay during his trials and during the crucifixion were not willing to stand up for him. Jesus is alone. Jesus is alone in his suffering, suffering made worse by the rejection of his friends and his enemies alike.
Would you explain, what do you mean by their devotion? I mean, what did you see that, you know, say their devotion was important?
But was a, immediately was a body attitudes, you know, they were either kneeling or sitting on the floor, but obviously not only interacting with another human being, but they were trying to get in touch with the supernatural, with God. Mm. And as I believe in that, you know, in prayer, you know, one is always impressed favorably by seeing other people, even of a different faith, who do practice this.
Mm. Of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my whole.
What is mysticism? All prophets came in this world to teach us about mysticism. This is the secret knowledge. Everybody can achieve this knowledge if he follow prophets, holy saints, Jesus. For example, we have these eyes, animals has also eyes. Some animals, their eyes are more powerful than us, some even birds. But there are some eyes which are related to our soul. That is mysticism. Many people, through this knowledge, they know what will happen after 1 year. What will happen after 2 years? Because today, the problem of the society is why they are killing, why they are looting, why they are wars. Because 90% people, they don't know themselves. Who am I? Nobody is thinking. Why I came in this world? Nobody is thinking. What is the purpose of my life? Nobody is thinking. This is the problem. We know astronomy, we know programming, we know computer, we know everything, but we don't know ourselves. Who am I? As you know, this is a sign of the love. We put our hand on our heart. It means that Jesus is in our heart. Imam Hussein is in our heart.
The leader of humanity, the savior of humanity, the hero of humanity, Jesus. Jesus and Hussein, Jesus and Hussein. See all of Jesus, that of Hussein, you sacrificed everything for your Lord. Oh Jesus, oh Hussein, oh Jesus, oh Hussein, you sacrificed everything for your Lord. Oh Jesus, oh Hussein, oh Jesus, oh Hussein, oh Jesus, oh Hussein, you sacrificed everything for your Lord. Jesus and Hussein, don't compromise, for God's will they rise. When they gave their hand, they only want us to understand, for humanity we raise our voice.
Jesus, we are waiting for you to come and bless the universe. Oh Jesus, we are waiting for you to come and bless the universe. Oh Isa, we are waiting for you to come and bless the universe. Oh Jesus, we are waiting for you.
Pilgrim to Mecca is annually performed by the entire Muslim nations. They come from all four corners of the world to perform pilgrimage all together in harmony. Muslims are waiting for the Savior. They ask God in their supplications and worships for the appearance of the Savior. In the similar way, so are the Christians supplicating for the appearance of the Savior, so that peace and solace overwhelm the world.
Majority of people, they are thinking death is end of life. But actually, Jesus said, all saints, all prophets, all holy books said, death is not end of life, it is beginning of your real life.
As it is mentioned in Isaiah 11, verse number 4-6, but he will do right in the cause of the poor, and give wise decision for those in the land who are in need. The rod of his mouth will come down on the cruel, and with the breath of his lips he will put an end to the evildoer, and righteousness will be the cord of his robe, and good faith the band round his breast. And the wolf will be living with the lamb, and the leopard will take his rest with the young goat, and the lion will take grass for food like ox, and the young lion will go with the young ones of the herd, and a little child will be their guide. Further, it is mentioned in Matthew 25, verse number 36, but when Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit in his glory.
Why people are afraid from death? Because they don't know the philosophy of the death and life. Because they haven't self-knowledge. This is the problem today. That Jesus wants to solve our problem. Get self-knowledge. Who are you? You're not only body. But actually your existence is soul. Okay, now I'm giving you another example to understand what is the death. Why we will die. What is the philosophy of the death?
Waiting for the Savior provides great reward in all the godly religion. According to following chapter of the Bible, Daniel 12, verse number 12, a blessing be on the man who goes on waiting. It is mentioned in the Bible, Jesus peace be upon him says in Mark 13, verse number 33, take care, keep watch with prayer, for you are not certain when the time will be. Then Jesus, peace be upon him, says in Mark 13, verse number 35-36, so you are to keep watch, because you are not certain when the master of house is coming, in the evening, or in the middle of the night, or at the cock's cry, or in the morning, for fear that, coming suddenly, he sees you sleeping. Furthermore, Jesus, peace be upon him, says in the following chapters, Luke 12, verse number 36, and be like the men who are looking for their Lord when he comes back from the bride feast. So when he comes to the door, it will be opened for him quickly. Then Jesus is saying in Luke 21, verse number 36, but keep watch at all the time with prayer, to come through all these things and take your place before the Son of Man.
Our soul is driver, body is just like car. So want to drive, but there's problem in heart, there's problem in kidneys, there's problem in liver, so no choice. He try his best, but when these organs are not working, then soul is leaving this car, means this body. That's it.
Purpose of waiting for the Savior is that we become great lover of Jesus and Imam Mahdi. However, when both of these Savior will come, we should become strong lover and loyal, so that we may be able to defend these personalities from the cruel oppressing people who decide to oppress them and cause unrest. Hence, finish the discrimination and cruelty under the guardian of these personalities. As Jesus, peace be upon him, says in Matthew 24, verse number 44, be ready then, for at a time which you have no thought of, the Son of Man will come. Waiting for a Savior means that we should make ourselves pious and become from those who are really waiting for Jesus and Imam Mahdi.
All of you, that we need freedom. If we are not free here, then we are not free in grave.
How can we quicken the appearance of the Savior? It is written in Muslim book, Ijtihad, supplicate immensely so that appearance of the Savior comes nearer. Purpose of pilgrimage to Mecca is to bring love in all the nation of the world and get love of God in the hearts all together. One of the greatest rituals of pilgrimage to Mecca is to go to Field of Arafat and Mashar al-Haram, and the purpose of this is to get closer to Imam Mahdi, repent and supplicate, so God quicken the appearance of Imam Mahdi and Jesus. It is said in the teaching of both the religion to supplicate for the appearance of the Savior, as it is mentioned in the following chapter of the Bible, Isaiah 33, verse number 2. O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have been waiting for your help. Be our strength in mourning, our salvation in the time of trouble.
I'm giving you a very easy example. I'm sitting here, one, my friend came. He said, Kazmi, do you know what happened? I said, what happened? Your friend David has died. Oh my God, he was healthy, but he died. We run to his house, we went there, and I have seen his body. His body is okay, eyes are okay, hands are okay, all organs are there. There's none of organ is separated from his body. He's okay. I say, you said David is died, then who is he? Think about it. If you said David has died, then who is he? There's only one reply. Doesn't matter you are Muslim, Christian, any religion, you will reply only one. And so what is that? David has died. This is the body of David. It means David is not only body. David means soul. So our real existence is soul, not body. Body is just like clothes of the soul. Unfortunately, majority of people, we can say 90% people, they are slave of their body. They are doing nothing for themselves.
Waiting for Savior does not mean that we just sit idle. waiting for Savior means that we purify ourselves and become pious, so we could be eligible to be from the companion of Jesus, peace be upon him, and Imam Mahdi. When the majority of the people will be ready to be pious, then Jesus and Imam Mahdi will appear. Therefore, we should try to clean society from the murder, adultery, stealing, lie, and etc., and spread the message of peace all over the entire world, and unite all the religion to each other. Similarly, the Savior is mentioned in the Hindu scriptures. It is mentioned in Rig Veda, chapter number 14, verse number 4224. Vishnu will appear among the people, and he will be the most strongest. At the time of his appearance, the sun and the moon will be darkened, and the earth will shake and tremble, and peace will spread in the world. The entire world will be rescued from the oppression. The Savior is mentioned in the book of Zoroastrians. It is mentioned in the book of Asta and Zand. The last Savior will rescue the world. And it is mentioned in the book of Jama Sabnama. In the future, a man from the tribe of Bani Hashim will appear, who will fill the world with justice.
Jesus,